Yeah, I think again, when the quarterly figures are released, the fact that we're seeing four repossessions or surrenders per day shows that this government is still fiddling while Rome burns, to borrow an analogy. And the reality is that while there's been many promises from the government, while there's been many initiatives that they say that they're going to bring forward, we still see people under pressure from the banks, either to voluntarily surrender their house, and in some cases where the houses are being taken off them. And we see that in the case of hundreds of families over the last 3 months that this has happened.
And I'm sure they feel, as they await for some significant change, that it's all too little too late for them as they lose their home.
It is. And, like, you know, anybody who's in that position, or anybody who's talked to somebody who's in that position, you know, it's a heartbreaking thing. It's, you know, anybody who buys a home believes that this is where they're going to live, and where they're going to raise their family, and where they're going to grow old. And when those dreams start to come tumbling down, it's a heartbreaking thing for them and for their families, and for all what their dreams that they had there. But the reality is that this government has done nothing to support these families in this situation. You know, these banks that are repossessing these homes or that are forcing these families to voluntarily surrender them have only been bailed out as a result of, or only in existence as a result of the fact that the Irish people bailed them out, yet they're the same people who are turfing these people out onto the street, and it's not acceptable. And this would be, you know, it'd be difficult enough if this was the first month or the first 3 months of this government's term, but we're now in the fifth year of this government in office, and still we're seeing numbers such as this of four families being left homeless every single day under the term of this government.